From the Chattahoochee Tech Studios, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to business owners, newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference in our community.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or your associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.
We're joined on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast by Andy Gaines. He is the general manager of the Earl and Rachel Smith Strand Theater. And Andy, I feel like everybody knows the Strand.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Right?
It's an iconic cornerstone to the Marietta Square. It's in the heart of Cobb County. What more could you ask for?
You're exactly right. I mean, you give directions based on the Strand. Which side of the square is it? Is it on the side with the Strand or no?
Listen, we are in a current fight with the Big Chicken right now over who can be the predominant direction-making storytelling device of Marietta and Cobb County.
See, I like that. Okay, so is it between the Big Chicken and the Strand? Yeah, about halfway. See, you can use them both. That's good. If you could start serving chicken at the Strand, I'd appreciate that.
That's next level right there.
What I want to know is, since the Strand is iconic, I mean, it's gorgeous. If you haven't been inside of it, I mean, it really is like stepping back in time. It's absolutely gorgeous. But what is it that people don't know about the Strand Theater?
Well, you got to start in the early 30s. Mm-hmm. Marietta has a history with fires and Halloween. Mm-hmm. So you have Atherton Drugstore that unfortunately blew up on Halloween night. But if you go way, way back to 1932 and you go into the beginnings of the morning of Halloween, that's when that entire block on North Park went up in flames.
No way.
Absolutely. And it lasted till way into the night and into the beginning of the morning. And they got it all done. Now, who knows why? My assumption would be, oh, no, I lost my tail in the stock market and we got to like find the insurance money. Mm-hmm. But who knows for sure? Mm-hmm. And so the Manning & Winks Company got that spot and built this iconic theater, the Strand Theater. Cool little fact, they built a ton of theaters all around the Southeast. Some of them were Strands, but here's a cool little tidbit for you. Some of the theaters that they built, and there's still one left in Franklin, Tennessee, were the Gem Theater, G-E-M, pardon my Southern speak. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because of Marietta being the gym city, they love Marietta so much, so they started naming some of their theaters after Marietta.
Interesting.
Ain't that cool?
Yeah.
In total, they did about 150 around the Southeast.
Okay.
So they were building all of these modern Art Deco theaters. And did you know that the Strand was the first modern theater in the state of Georgia outside the city of Atlanta?
No way.
Yeah. Okay. You know what modern meant?
No.
All right. Check this out. It meant that it had heating, it had air conditioning, and it had a fireproof projection booth. Because film used to be made of nitrate, mm-hmm. and so poof, it would just, you know, catch on fire. So they had to create, basically, I always call them the steel death trap.
Yeah.
Because it's got the big red button and everything, and if it's going to go up, you got to hit the button and save the Strand.
You save the people and sacrifice yourself.
That's right.
As the guy who's the projection operator.
Slash wow. Lifesaver.
Yes, yes. Jeez. So that room was never used, though, for that purpose at the Strand.
No, luckily we never burnt down again. Interesting fact, as long as we're throwing out Strand facts. There was actually another Strand before this Strand.
Okay.
Unrelated, mm-hmm. but down on Atlanta Street. And it was more of a live venue than a movie house, like what the Strand was on, you know, starting on September 24th at 2 p.m. in the afternoon when we showed Top Hat for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's the very first movie we ever showed. So there are people in this town whose parents, I know Don Powell, if you're out there listening right now, his father was a jazz drummer and used to play the original Strand before it also burned down.
Really?
Ain't that something?
Yes. See, this is why I'm glad you're in here, because these are things I don't know about the Strand. I know that it's next to an incredibly delicious ice cream. And it's
ain't that the truth? Sarah Jean's for life.
And I love the place around the corner, House of Lou.
Oh, 100%. I
mean, come on.
Cindy and Johnny just know how to do it.
But I didn't know these facts about the Strand, so please share more. Tell me some of the like iconic things that have happened at the Strand, like performances
sure.
and people.
Absolutely. So you got to go back to the Zimmerman year. So a little history before I get into mm-hmm. it. So we started as an Art Deco theater in 1935. We are celebrating 86 years alive in this world, and that is fabulous. There was a time period where we went to a modern theater, which meant that they just scrapped all the wonderful Art Deco stylings and made it all bland mm-hmm. Before we were able to renovate and go back. During the Zimmerman years, who was the general manager, and his lovely wife, Bonnie, they had a person named Billy Joe Royal, who you probably mm-hmm. Have heard the name of, and our side entrance that heads up to our speakeasy and our fourth floor rooftop terrace that overlooks the city. He got his start. She abdicated for him to come in and play a concert in a movie theater for the city of Marietta. And so he did his very first performance on the Strand stage.
No way.
And so before he passed, we brought him back and did a full concert, and we dedicated the doorway to him as a, you know, because he made it in through the side entrance, essentially, you know?
Yeah. Like oh, I love that.
Isn't that fun?
Yes. I do love that, and I love how much history is integrated with the Strand and the city of Marietta. Are there other things that have stick out in history of things that happened there?
The number of wonderful human beings that we have had walk through those doors are amazing. There's a woman that she unfortunately passed at the age of 92 during the sort of height of the pandemic, but she kept a diary of everything that she had ever did, including. From when the Strand opened, she went every single week to the Strand
really?
To see a movie.
Okay.
And she would write all of everything that happened in a journal, which was just the most amazing thing in the world, because you could go back and just see every single movie and how it was and what happened that night and where they went out for dinner on the square and everything else. I love the stories that are told to me. I feel like I'm sort of the keeper of the stories. There's so many people that would come to me and say, you know, we used to call this the babysitter because my parents would drop us off on the square. We'd go see the Saturday morning cartoons. Then we'd grab a little bite to eat. And then we'd head back in for the film.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a whole day at the Strand while the parents were off running errands and doing whatever they needed to do. And so this was our babysitter on Saturdays, every Saturday.
Wow.
All growing up.
That sounds awesome. Like, I would like to do that now.
I know, right?
As an adult, I want to do that.
Please drop me off. We need to do Saturday morning cartoons.
Exactly. Let's play Saturday morning cartoons and then run and get some, you know, some lunch and some ice cream, hang out in the park for a bit, and then go back and watch a double feature. That sounds amazing.
But we have all sorts of wonderful people that come through. One of my favorite modern stories. So we had Ed Asner come, rest mm-hmm. his soul. I got this phone call literally out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
I had never met Ed Asner. I knew who Ed Asner was, but beyond that, I got nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I get this call, and he said, "Hey, is this Andy Gaines?" And I said, yes. May I ask? He's calling. This is Ed Asner. Okay. So in my mind, I'm going, which random Strand employee is trying to prank me right
yeah.
now? None of this makes any sense. And he said, "I heard a lot about your theater." And I'm like, okay, this is not an actual thing that could really happen in life.
Sure.
Well, it turns out that he had heard about the Strand Theater from all the way in Los Angeles, and that some people that he had known had filmed there.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him that it was a cute theater and, you know, blah, 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 all the things. He said, "I want to come do your theater." And I went, okay, and so what do you want to do? "I want to do a one-man show." And I said, okay, Mr. Asner, there's no way that we could ever afford you to come here and do this. That's like, I'm not, Cobb Energy, which I love and does a great job with everything they do and bringing people like Jay Leno, mm-hmm. fabulous. Love it. We have to have theaters like that in Cobb County. Why? What? Why?
Yeah.
And he said, how about we just split? We'll just split the gate. And I said, okay. Sure, we can do that. And he said, I want to do a show called A Man and His Prostate. I was like, again, thinking that all this was a joke, and it was completely real.
Yeah.
So Ed Asner came here in 2019, and he did 4 shows of A Man and His Prostate, and the show was fabulous, and it was great. But the best part happened after the show.
Okay.
So we did this little thing, and we were testing it out at the time. We didn't know if it was going to work or not, and we called it the VIP experience, which meant that, you know, you get in a little early, and, you know, we'd hand a beverage of your choice to you and all that. But the real thing was going up to our Lumiere Lounge, our piano bar that's on the second floor, open on Friday and Saturday nights, where you can just listen to some jazz piano. Like, you don't buy a ticket to get in there. You just kind of walk in the building and go up. It's like this little hidden gym inside the Strand. And he just sat there for an hour telling all of these stories.
Wow.
I mean, just blow your mind stories of this time I worked with this person and I worked this, and hey, let me tell you about the time that I did this. And everyone's mouth was open, mm-hmm. and you could hear a pin drop.
Mm-hmm.
It was the coolest thing that maybe I've ever been a part of.
Oh, definitely.
And I was lucky. I got to be in the film business and I got to do a bunch of television and a bunch of stuff. I always joked, I never, in all the stuff that I ever worked on, I never took a picture with, like, an actor, producer. Like, I just was, it wasn't a thing. Ed Asner was the first person that I ever took a picture with on, you know, that, in a show that I was associated
sure.
with. So that was a pretty cool moment in my Strand history.
Yeah, I can imagine sitting and listening to a legend, a legitimate legend, tell stories would be fascinating.
It was just beyond anything I've ever experienced.
That happened right here on the square.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And that's what I love about having an icon here in town, an iconic building, something that has a reputation across the world, obviously, because there are stories like that that can come out of there. But you have to ask, you have to know somebody, you have to, you know, investigate it. Because if you just walk by and it's like, oh, yeah, that's a cool theater. It's like you don't really know, like, no, this is the home to something special.
Yeah, I mean, it always, we walk out, we talk to them, we say, hey, come inside, let me tell you about this place. Because a lot of people don't know, and we need to figure out how to get them to be inquisitive mm-hmm. and want to find out. Because the Strand, what makes the Strand so wonderful to me is that it serves a wide audience and also has a wide variety of shows. So, you know, at the end of every curtain speech, when I get up and talk, I'll say, you found us here tonight, find us here for something else. Because whether it's a movie, a sing-along to a movie, we're the last theater in the state of Georgia to do an ongoing silent film series with live organ accompaniment.
Really?
We're going to be showing Wings this summer.
And there's nobody else doing that?
Nobody that does it as not a one-off. Hey, let's do this one thing this one time and kind of say that we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
We do 6 a year.
Really?
Yeah, we partner with the American Theater Organ Society and come out. We do musicals. We do plays. We do musical reviews. We do concerts. I mean, last night we were holding our spot for, if the weather was bad, for the police memorial service.
Okay.
So that we could honor them, and, you know, we wanted it to be outside,
mm-hmm.
but we were holding it for them so they could do that. In the same way for Juneteenth, when they have the concert under the stars, I always hold that Friday night for them so that if it were to rain, we could all still celebrate together. That's also why we partnered with them to do a film tie-in on Sunday afternoon, so you get a full weekend of Juneteenth.
And that's super interesting. As a, you're a member of the community and you're helping as an entity, as the theater as an entity, you're helping the community in really volunteering and providing a place that's the backup. That's not like, oh, well, if it rains out, you can rent us. It's if it rains out, we'll step in.
So I have a very deep-seated idea of what the Strand is. And it took us a while for, not that people didn't believe it, but when we would describe the Strand, we would talk about having an auditorium. Mm-hmm. And you can come see a show. And that is only a slice of what we feel like we do in our community. So we, after looking at our data, so there's about 80,000 people a year in a normal year. It could be more, it could be less, but about 80,000 people that walk in the doors, about half of them see a show. Mm-hmm. The other half use our second floor, use our fourth floor, do other things that are inside of there. And so a shift in the way that we talk about and view the Strand had to be made. We are not just an auditorium, but we are a community center that focuses on the arts, but a community center. Pre-pandemic in 2019, we partnered with 92 nonprofit organizations or government.
Wow.
And that could range from something super simple like, I'm doing a silent auction. Would you mind donating some tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All the way up to, we need to have a Veterans Day show that honors our World War II veterans. And we're going to show the film that the Marietta Daily Journal did. We're going to show that. We're going to have live music that goes along with it. And we're going to have a fireside chat with live World War II veterans so that they can tell their story so that this community knows what they sacrificed, mm-hmm. what happened, and so that legacy can be passed on to the future. Those are the types of things that mean the world to me and mean so much to the Strand and our board and our staff, our volunteers, everybody that's involved. I mean, that's probably a thing that even some people don't know about the Strand is that not only are we the last historic theater in Cobb County, but we're a nonprofit.
Yeah, I was about to say that because of these things, that's why you have to be a nonprofit so you can give back like that. You're not answering to shareholders and you're not answering to somebody who's just counting the numbers at the bottom line. You truly are a member, a productive member of the community.
I would certainly hope so. I always tell this story because I think it's important to say. You know, we want to partner and serve. We want to entertain and educate. We want to do those things. But I always just think about Earl and Rachel Smith, mm-hmm. who viewed what the Strand could be in two completely different lights. So you had Rachel that got asked to come on and help the Strand come back up when the renovation needed to happen, when the nonprofit was being formed. And she loved the Strand and the arts for all those squishy things inside of her, the inspiration, the aspiration for having a functional shared experience with all of these other people at the same time where everyone's laughing or crying or whatever it is, but you're all doing the thing together. And that was Rachel and what she wanted to see the Strand be. And on the other side, you had Earl. And Earl, still to this day, says the Strand can be a cornerstone of economic development for not only the square, but it can ripple out.
Mm-hmm.
We want there to be restaurants all on the square. We want there to be retail shops. We want there to be office space. And we want to be a reason that people, we want to put posteriors in our seats. But just as much as we want to put them in our seats, we want to put them in the restaurants and everything else. Mm-hmm. The average ticket-buying couple that goes out for an evening of the arts is going to spend an additional $49 on average in their local community. So, yes, they're going to buy it. And that's above the ticket price.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we want them to come. We want them to have a wonderful time at the Strand. But when we have a vibrant community, mm-hmm. a rising tide raises all ships.
Yeah.
I want all restaurants calling me on Tuesday afternoon asking me where we are on ticket sales and what's happening, who they need to be getting ready for. That is what that brings me pure joy to be able to have a ripple effect. And that goes for all the arts in Marietta, which is an amazing city of the arts. Within 2.5 miles of the Strand, we have 16 different nonprofit or government arts entities. Most of those within walking distance. of our little corner on North and East Park. That's amazing. So it's always funny when people say things like, oh, the Braves are in Cobb County. You know, that's competition. Heck no.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves are not my competition at all, because if you're going to a Braves game, that means that you have gotten up and you have left your house and you are going out into the world and experiencing things.
Mm-hmm.
That's my people.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest competition is sweatpants and Netflix.
Yes. Yes.
If you're not willing to get up and get out, go to a Braves game on Friday night. What are you doing for the rest of the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I've got something, and so does everybody else. Come join us over here. We have a wonderful downtown that caters to you, and you can do a million things starting right here and moving your way out.
We're talking to Andy Gaines. He's the general manager of the Earl and Rachel Smith Strand Theater. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
We're back on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. We're joined by Andy Gaines. He's the general manager of the Earl and Rachel Smith Strand Theater. And Andy, there's a lot of Hollywood here in Georgia now. There's so much that's being filmed, and I've noticed stuff on the square. How much is the Strand involved in some of these filmings?
We have had quite a number of filmings since I've been at the Strand, which started in 2014. You've got 3 main reasons why there's been so much filming at the Strand. Number one, it's a beautiful location,
mm-hmm.
and we have things there that you cannot find in other theaters or other places to try to replicate being a theater. When you have we're the last one in Cobb County. So if you're looking to film in Cobb, that you're already narrowing down. Mm-hmm. There are other beautiful theaters, modern theaters, but if you're looking for that style, that Art Deco styling, and you're looking for all the other possible other locations within walking distance, so maybe your hub is at the Strand, and maybe you're filming at little places throughout,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we got everything.
Mm-hmm.
We even have people use our space that are filming outside, but we've got 500 plus seats for extras holding.
Mm.
So when you've got to film a scene outside that's going to have a bunch of extras doing whatever they may be doing, we can host them and we can be the place.
Yeah.
So you've got that part, the actual functionality of being a place where you can film. We also have some random things that you'd never think about, like in our stairwells that are fire exits,
mm-hmm.
we don't have firewalls, which means that you can shoot a camera from the bottom looking upward, and you're not going to just have walls all the way up. That's actually how we got a movie that I can't talk about because I signed an NDA, but that's how we had them film at the Strand.
Interesting.
Was because that's hard to find.
Yeah.
And there's little things throughout the Strand that are hard to find, which makes it attractive for filming.
Hmm.
So you've got that angle. You also have Film Ready Cobb, which is through Cobb Travel and Tourism. So if someone were new, like a producer, was looking to get started and they were saying, well, we're thinking about having our home base be in Cobb, well, they would call Cobb Travel and Tourism and that side would help. You know, Holly Quinlan or whoever it may be inside would help. Well, they know the Strand, and they've been to the Strand. We work together a lot. So there's a second piece of if they're getting referrals out to us. The third piece is that I worked in the film business for 8 years here in Atlanta in the Wild Wild West when the Film Incentive first started, and out in L.A. for 5 years there. So, and you'd be surprised how much cross-contamination there is between especially location managers. So when I came back to Cobb and started working at the Strand, and you've got these location managers looking to find a place to not only film, but here's the second part that's really important, that understands how it works. There's a joke that served me really well when I was in the film business, and that was, imagine that whatever anyone is saying to you, they're just silently screaming right now at the end of it. Because money's never the issue. It's the they need it now because filming is so expensive and you've got so many bodies. So if there's anything being held up for any reason, it just costs an immense amount of money. So you never want to be the reason why something is being held up, because this train is coming no matter what and there's just so much money involved. So them knowing that, oh, hey, we worked together, we had fun, we did a good job, we made movies, all that kind of stuff. And then they see that that's who's going to be there making sure that everything happens. I think that might have been a relief. And then, you know, word spreads. And we've had so many wonderful filmings at the Strand. And it's everything from, you know, small time photo shoots, commercials, to full on television film. We had the Aretha Franklin project film. We had Donald Sutherland and Helen Mirren come and do a movie. We, I mean, we made the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, nice. Yes, yeah. Of course.
Merry Christmases and Mistletoe Kisses. I mean, does it get bigger than that?
Right.
But after talking to them, the fourth piece that I didn't mention, and I would be remiss if I didn't, is that Marietta specifically does a great job making sure that all the permits happen. And a big shout out to Rich Buss, who makes things go smoothly. That it's easy to get business once. It's harder to maintain and retain business. So you get a lot of those same location managers wanting to continue to film in Marietta because they went, it was easy before. In a world where everything is really difficult, this thing was easy. So I definitely want to go back one way or another. And it's not just the Strand, though we've been incredibly thankful and lucky. And, you know, we host and get there at 4 o'clock in the morning and don't leave until who knows what time at night and all those things. And it's a grind. But, man, are we eternally grateful for it. And it also, it's that ancillary bump. It's other businesses on the square that end up getting business, either because they're, you know, I can't remember who the last one, they bought 8 billion pot pies from Paul's Pot Pies.
Oh, really?
Which, a one-time pop, but also they start filming at Lenny's Hair Salon, or they film over at Mamie's, or they go over to Lizards and Lollipops and film where they might not have seen it unless they were on the square and went, oh, I need to remember these places because I can come back and we could shoot this, that, and the other there.
I love that. And it's a revenue stream, like you're mentioning, for you, which is great. And then it's, yeah, it's trickling down. Like the Strand is somehow able to just improve the entire community.
I like to think so, and I don't want to overestimate how much we bring. But if you use the arts calculator from the Americans for the Arts and you look at our budget, which is about, I'll use 2019 numbers, like in the before times.
Okay.
So our budget was $1.5 million, but our economic influence was $4.187 million that went into our local community. So you have the number side of it. I also want to say, when I came here, I used to go to the Strand as a teenager. I used to watch punk shows. The Strand looked way, 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 way different. Their idea of not having people die walking into the men's restroom where their giant hole was to put two boards and a seat over it.
Well, that works.
You know, whatever works. But when I was coming up here, you had Eddie's Trick Shop, which shout out to Eddie's, like, surviving and thriving, moving up into the bigger space and everything. You had Hemingway's and you had Schilling's. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that there wasn't much.
Yeah.
And I feel like we have done a good job of providing quality entertainment and bringing people to the square to put posteriors in the seats of the other ancillary businesses that are on our square who we love to death, you know, whether it's Elon North next to us or it's the Keeping Room at the corner. People come and people shop and have a good time. And it's only, I don't think you would have the Marietta Market 15 years ago. I don't think it would have happened.
Sure.
And I think that since 2009, there's been a rapid increase in the amount of people and things and stuff. And that is not a Strand only thing. You can thank all of the arts that are on the square. You can thank all the wonderful festivals and have. There is a certain mystique in Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone thinks of all the fabulous things we have, and you go, oh, this classic, wonderful city. But it's got this, like, je ne sais quoi that nobody can put their finger on.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a million different little things put together and everybody working together. There's something to be said about a city where everyone is willing to work together. And I think that goes from our city government into our businesses and into the nonprofits and everyone just willing to work together. A great example of that to me was when we did so the Strand normally hosts a Veterans Day show every year.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were in the heart of the pandemic, when we were in the eye of the hurricane, I couldn't bring World War II veterans inside of a closed theater space. It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So we partnered with the Aviation Museum at the time, now the Aviation Center, and we brought in Kiwanis, who does the parade every year, and did and brought in Cobb County government and city government, and got to do the thing that needed to happen, along with every arts organization in Marietta, and we did a USO style show, and it was fabulous. And it was all pieces of the Marietta pie coming together to work together to do a thing that turned out to be just what everyone needed.
I love hearing this. I love hearing the story of how, like you said, everybody's working together. And Marietta is such an interesting place in that economically it's all over the board. In Cobb County, you know, you travel across the county, there are mega multi-million dollar homes, and then there are some that are very much not. But the square is definitely a gathering place for all kinds. It takes all kinds.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody is equal on the square.
That's what I love.
That's
I love it.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Yes.
You know what one of my favorite moments from the pandemic was?
What's that?
When we did the Black Lives Matter march on the square. So Justin Simmons was one of the organizers, and he works at the Strand Theater. He's one of our staff members, and he was working with I'm Officer McPhillamy. I don't know. It's probably like Lieutenant or General or whatever it may be. I apologize for not getting that right. But they worked together from the inception all the way through completion, and it was this wonderful moment where everyone was there and together, and everything went well. Because people needed to say something and be heard, and there was a way for that all to happen, and everyone working together to make it happen. Now, I wasn't involved with that in any way possible, but I stood up on top of the Strand overlooking the entire city and saw it, and how people felt being seen and heard, and how logistically on the city side, making everything happen. That was a real proud moment. moment I had of our city. And I think it's that's one little story of a wider picture where you can see it every single day of people actually working together and doing the things that are the common good. It's such a wonderful sight to see. I'm getting super cheesy, but it's I'm raising three kids here. I have a house here. It makes me really proud of where I live and where what we're all a part of because of things like that.
Andy Gaines is the general manager of the Earl and Rachel Smith Strand Theater. Andy, if somebody wants to find out more information about the Strand or see the schedule and things like that, where's it at online?
Absolutely. It's at strandmarietta.org. And you can go on and not only just buy tickets, but you can look at the history about us, everything that you could possibly ever think of. If you want to buy some Strand swag and wear it around town, you're more than welcome to do that. I mean, it's got everything there. And also, we're on Facebook, so, and I all the social media thingies that I can't bother to do because I'm a Luddite.
Sure.
And there you go.
Awesome. Andy Gaines, thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. Be sure to listen all week long for local news from the Marietta Daily Journal. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.